Thank you, Dan. Hi, Reuben. How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I understand you were talking with Dan, one of my mapping specialists, about the first page listing that we're filling. Oh, okay. I am in the right place. That's awesome. I like it when that happens.
Yeah, right.
You probably have a few questions, and you probably need pricing also.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. I am happy to help you with those. So I'm actually running a real quick scan just to see how you're appearing online currently, Reuben. While I do that, and so that I can get you some pricing, do you have any questions so far?
The only question I have is, I forgot what Dan was saying, but is this like where people search on the maps, or is this when they search on the Google engine?
So, yes, both. So what we do, well, one of the first things actually that we'll do, Reuben, is we're going to close Portland for your category of concrete. And we close it for a 50-mile radius around home base. Believe it or not, we don't have anybody in Portland. This slot just opened today. So what that means for you is in that 50-mile radius of Portland, very strict Google rules that we're required to follow, held to a higher standard because of our Google partnership. We aren't allowed to work with anyone else in that 50-mile radius who offers any of the same services that you do. And then what we'll do is we'll use all of the services that you offer as your keywords. So, for example, under concrete, I mean, we can use things like mono slab, stem wall, if that's something that you do, driveways, sidewalks, any of the areas you work on as services. We'll use them as your keywords. That way, if someone is searching for a driveway, concrete driveway installation, Concrete Warriors Construction will come up for them right in their map on the first page search results. And then from there, they're able to just click and dial you directly. So we don't handle the calls at all. We don't filter them, screen them. They don't go through any web forms. So you'll be getting live calls from people right in the moment that they're searching on Google for your services. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, super. And then we don't charge for leads or clicks or calls. They're unlimited. And you're free to do business however you would normally do business. So if a call comes in from somebody who's got a, you know, 1 foot by 1 foot square of concrete they need laid and it's too little for you to mess with, you can tell them no. There are no requirements as far as how many you need to take. They're unlimited, and you're not charged for them. Still making sense so far, Reuben?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, any other questions that came up while I was kind of running through how it works?
No, I'm, at this point, I'm just kind of curious to see what your guys' rates for this is.
Okay, sure. Is this something that you've considered before?
What was that?
Oh, I was just wondering if it's something you've thought about yet, first page placement.
Not really. We usually have our regular customers that, you know, we keep in contact with, but I'm always open to new customers as well. So this is kind of like a first time thing for me.
Okay, super. Reuben, I want to double check something here. You came up as Portland. It looks like I've got a discrepancy here. There's a reference to West Valley City, Utah on your account. Is that, are you in West?
No.
Okay, you are in Portland.
We're based out of Portland, yeah.
Okay. Whew. Scared me for a minute there. Okay, so I'm going to fix that on our end here. Yeah, because that's, So as the lead on your account, if one of my jobs is to make sure that all of your information is accurate, and we don't like typos going to Google, not even just a little bit. There we go. I got you fixed. And then now, are you using Facebook at all for business?
I do have a business page up right now, but I don't really attend to it too much, just because, like I said, most of my leads come from either word of mouth, or sometimes I have like a Craigslist ad up.
Sure.
So I get more traffic through there.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and then are you looking for quite a bit of growth this year, Ruben?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and that's, first page of Google definitely will do that for you. Like you said, it's a whole new set of people looking to buy your services coming from different areas. And I'm just looking over everything, Ruben. Everything looks great. You're definitely qualified for the listing. So I can go ahead and approve those credits that Dan requested for you. So, let me see here. So you're not using Facebook. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything greater than that, even by a penny. We don't add taxes, of course, because it's a service, but we don't charge click fees or lead fees or call fees. They're unlimited, and, of course, they go right to you. And then we work on a month-to-month basis, no contracts. As a performance-based company, it just seems silly because we know we have to do our job in order to continue earning your business. So for us, it just seems silly to lock you into a lengthy contract. It's just easier to do our job. So it then just month to month, you can cancel at any time. Now, with those credits applied, it's going to lower your monthly, let's see here, from $399 down to $249. And then it's also going to lower your setup. Oh, my. It lowers that from $299 down to $99. So the $99 is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it ever again. And then it's just that flat $249 on a month-to-month basis. And we'll get your Google Business profile filed, help you get it verified, get it online, program it. And then we also do backlinking. But we'll get you listed out to all of the more popular local search directories too. So Yelp would be a typical one. You're already on there, of course, so we'll skip it. But MapQuest, we do first page placement on Bing for you too. That's how we program you. Yahoo, Chamber of Commerce, BBB, up to about 60 different directories that we get you listed out to. Similarly to Yelp, but they're not pay-per-lead and it doesn't cost you anything. So we get you submitted out to all of those. And then I noticed you've got just a real basic business.site by Google. Because of your experience in the business, Ruben, I was able to get a website approved for you. So what I want to do is rebuild your website and put it on a domain name that's easier for people to remember. That'll help you out quite a bit. So what I got approved and thrown in for you, it won't cost you anything additional, is the building of a website for you. We'll also host it, and it'll be on a www.maybeconcretewarriorsconstruction.com based on what's available, but it'll be on an actual .com address for you that you can use and promote for to your clients. The other thing that we'll do is we'll build it so that it meets Google compliance and it's optimized right from the start. That way it's everything that you need to help bring in more clients to you. And do you have pictures of your work, Ruben?
Yeah, I do have pictures of my work. So with the rebuild of the of the website, that's not an additional charge?
Correct. There is no charge for it. And no charge for the hosting. We also do, well, we do regular updates as far as programming so that you don't lose page position on first page. But on, and other, beyond that, like if you have new project photos that you want us to get on the website, all you have to do is let us know and we'll get them up there for you if it's something you don't want to tinker with. And there's no charge for the maintenance work either.
Okay. So for the whole package deal, it's the $99 startup and then the $249 monthly?
Right. So today, to secure the listing, we would need the first month at the $249 and then the one-time $99 and then absolutely nothing due until the 22nd of April. And from there on out, as long as you're a client of ours, you'll be at that $249. You're locked in, so it won't go any higher, regardless of what our retail prices end up at.
Okay.
Ruben, so it sounds like... Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you're really a perfect fit for the listing. I mean, I'm just looking kind of through what's going on around Portland right now, and searches are high. Are you guys kind of seeing a start into your season? Must be.
Yeah, the weather is definitely starting to clear up a bit, and so we're starting to see a pickup.
Nice.
So
nice.
Yeah, I definitely want to get my name out there just for, you know, especially for the summer.
Definitely. Now, I want to ask you just another real quick. I just noticed another discrepancy as I was going through here. You're USA Concrete Pumping now, correct?
Yes.
Concrete Warriors. Gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah. USA Concrete Pumping is a business name, yeah.
Perfect. I don't need to update that, too. Let's go ahead and get you set up, Ruben. This is perfect for you. You get new business coming through and get you on that first page of Google. Get some more work coming your way.
The only other thing I had is, so my business is strictly concrete pumping. So what we do is the concrete is provided by a third party, and what we do is we pump it, so we don't actually lay the concrete down.
Okay. Okay.
So
now,
so
you have your own auger trucks then, right? Is that what they're called?
We have our own concrete pumping machine. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, so I'm just trying to get a good picture so I can set you up the best way. If I'm a homeowner, and could I call you and also purchase the concrete that you're going to pour?
So I don't provide any concrete, but what can happen is if the concrete is looking for, or if the homeowner is looking for concrete, I can direct them to certain people that we work with. But the only thing I provide is the pumping.
I gotcha. Okay. Now, are there other ways that we can say concrete pumping? Like other ways people might search for you?
I did notice that there's like very limited wording or keywords for my business.
You've got a very, very niche.
Yeah. The most common way people put it is concrete pumping or concrete shooting or pumping services. You know, it's getting very common around here, where, you know, it's hard to pour concrete in a basin without a pump, you know, so it's a common thing around Portland. It's just not a lot of keywords for it. So people
right.
Usually remember it like pumping.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, and being that you are so niche, I mean, we can use, did you say concrete shooting? It was one of the...
Yeah, is that right? I think somebody using concrete shooting.
Okay. Was that the word you used, though? You said concrete pumping, and or was it shooting, or...
Yeah, so the first one was concrete pumping, and then the concrete shooting, or shooting concrete, or somehow else people would put it.
Got it. Okay, perfect. I'm getting all of these down, so we can use them. Yeah, I mean, we don't have to have a silly ton of keywords. The ones that you and I have just come up with work perfectly.
Okay.
And two, if you at any point, Ruben, decide to add services on, or you add equipment that allows you to do other services, all you have to do is let us know that too. We'll get it changed everywhere on your directory listings, on your Google business profile, on your website, so that it's all always up to date for you too. Those are good keywords. And yeah, there are a lot of searches. I just checked searches for concrete pumping. I did a 25-mile radius around Portland, and I pulled it for the last 30 days. And just under pumping, I didn't search the other two. It looks like there were, 1,811 searches just in the last 30. So, yeah, that's,
wow.
It really looks like you guys are picking up out there. So good timing for this too, Ruben, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we go ahead and get you set up?
Okay. So can you just, list, if you want to give you a list of everything just one more time that you guys are going to be able to do for me? Cause I know it's a website and the Google Maps and the Google, search engine, but was there anything else?
Absolutely. You know what? In fact, Ruben, do you have access to email right now?
Yeah, I'm actually on the computer right now. Let me just log back
in. Awesome. What's a good email address for you?
So you can do usaconcretepumping@yahoo.com.
Love it. Except we should get you on Gmail.
Yeah.
Just kidding with you. There we go. So I'm going to send you an email and then we can go through it. That'll help you kind of absorb. There's a lot of info. I know. Get over there real quick. Now you've been in business for a little bit, haven't you, Ruben? I think, did I see Dan noted, was it 10 years? Are you in business? Or is it 5?
So my business has been open for 1 year, but I've been in the business for 5.
I gotcha. Oh wow, you know your stuff. For
yeah,
sure.
I originally worked for a concrete delivery company, and then I worked for a concrete pumping company, so now I just own my own business.
Oh, nice. Well, congratulations. Truly. You're welcome. Well, and everything I'm seeing when I look at you online, you've got a good business going there. No, I don't see anything negative about you. All right. Yeah. That email is on the way and it's titled Google and Facebook Marketing.
Okay.
Let me know when that. Awesome. And I can just kind of walk you through it too. A lot of times it is easier to see it all, you know, written down and bulleted out for you.
So as we're waiting for the email to pop up, let's say I have some more photos that I want to add up on my website account or update information. Is there like a hotline number that I contact you guys on or email, or how does that work?
Good question. So several different ways. You can always call us, email us, text us, any of those things work. But you'll also have a login to our system, where, among other things, you can access your billing and such. But you can send photos to us or logos, anything you need to, through that dashboard, and it'll get right to your technician, and then they'll do the updates for you. But also in that dashboard, you're logged into our system, and you'll be able to see anytime in real time how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, the keywords they're finding you on, all of that information that's going to help you kind of know what's going on in your business and where you're, where it's all going, where it's coming from.
Okay. And you did send that to usaconcrete@yahoo.com, correct?
USA Concrete Pumping. Is the pumping not in there?
Let me see, sorry.
No,
oh, sorry. It's USA Pumping without the concrete. So it's usapumping@yahoo.com.
Got it. Let me check. No, it's okay. There we are. USA Pumping at Yahoo, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we send it to you. Oh, and there's the other one. It bounced back.
Yeah,
you caught it first. Oh, it's okay. Gosh. I have so many email addresses that I forget what mine are some days too. My husband even asked me the other day, he's like, what's your Gmail address? And I'd rattle off three before I finally figured it out.
Yeah. Lots to remember.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And everything's got a password, and all right. There is a typo in there. The total at the bottom on that chart is wrong. I'll explain it, but I'll also resend it. Let me know when I get it to you. And I'm going to fix that right now. It does not belong. Did it make it to you, Ruben?
I'm refreshing right now. My Wi-Fi is not the quickest.
It's never as fast as we want it, is it?
Right.
I'm always... I don't know. We've gotten so used to instantaneous, I think. I think we're spoiled some days. So USA Pumping at yahoo.com.
Yeah, and all the words should be lowercase.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes a difference as far as email, but...
It shouldn't. You know, it could have gone to your junk folder.
Okay, let me check that real quick. Junk.
And I did just send that corrected one too, but we can work from either one. Yeah, I messed up the first one.
Okay.
Having any luck?
I'm Gail, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And it should come from gbuskey@localsplash.com or relevant ads.
Okay, yeah, I do see it now. Okay, so including your package, it's all these guys here, right?
Yes. Yep. So first page results on Google and Bing. Your listing is exclusive. We won't put anyone else in that listing or promote anyone else who offers any of the same services you do. So that's your protected space. And then now the Facebook we didn't include on yours, so that one doesn't apply. It's got the little star by it. If you're interested in Facebook, we can talk about it. If not, we can skip it for now.
Will that be a additional charge?
Yep, Facebook would be an add-on. And so they've got a monthly minimum of $100. And what we do, that $100 is allocated directly over to Facebook. And we write your ads. We do the ad buys. We also target them so that they're showing in front of the right people and not the wrong people. And manage the whole thing. And that covers you for an entire month. And all you need to do is gather the inbound that comes, and then you can sell them and go pour concrete for them. Or pump concrete for them, I should say. So at Facebook, I really like, and I'm steering my clients that direction whenever they're able, because it is so cheap, compared to like the Google Ads, the Google AdWords that are a pay-per-click, they run average about $10 a click. So every time someone clicks on that ad, it would be another, you know, they get charged $10. Yours is not that. Yours is the map section where the leads and calls are unlimited. But comparatively to Facebook, where the other pay-per-click is about $10 a click, Facebook's are about 50 cents on average. And so that goes a long ways out of that $100. And we manage that to make sure that you're not going over the 100. So you always have that number you can count on. So if you wanted to add the Facebook, it would just add $100 a month, nothing else. And then that's all allocated to Facebook.
And you guys take care of the ads and everything, right?
Yep, we do. We would need your help setting up the business page, but we can walk you through that. And it takes about 5 minutes. It's super easy to set it up. Once you've got it set up, then we take it from there. Now, just so you know, too, though, we don't do posts. That would be something you might want to do, or might have a virtual assistant or somebody do posts for you. We handle just the advertising, though.
Okay. Okay, so another question when it comes to Google, Maps, right?
Yes.
So let's say someone's typing in concrete pumping on Google Maps. I'm going to be on the Google Maps as well, correct?
Yes. You're going to be on their first page search results on the map. Yes.
Yep. Okay.
You'll be front and center so that they could just click and call you. So something else cool, Ruben, that we know about the map section on Google is 90% of the time when someone is looking for a business or a service, they're choosing one of those 3 to 5 companies that's in the map section. They're busy. They don't have time to call around to 10 different contractors. They just want one to call. So they tend to be good clients coming through there. And that you get those calls live. We don't filter them or handle them in any way. You have a direct line to that customer as soon as they call in. And that gives you a huge, huge advantage too.
Okay. All right. Just going through this. So the charge, the first charge of charge is the $440. I'm just going to disregard that one, right?
You're right. Yes. Throw that one away. That was a mistake. So the second one is correct. So, today we would need the first month $249 and then the one time $99 and then nothing due until April 22nd. And it'll be the flat $249 as long as you're a client of ours. You're locked in. It won't go up.
Okay. So let's say I do go with this today. Is there anything I have to do on my end, or do you guys have most of the information available?
Excellent question. So I'll go over timeline with you, too, just so you know overall what to expect. So starting with today. Get you set up in the system, get your subscription all set, make sure your information is right. And I see we probably have a little work to do there yet too, to make sure you come out online right. We'll do your onboarding call. That's a call with me and your technician. and they're going to do another quality control check of your information, talk about what you want on your website, what you don't want, colors, how to get photos and logos and such to us. We'll get you into your reporting dashboard during that call as well. And then after that call with our tech is when we truly roll up our sleeves and dig in and get to work. So I like to schedule the onboarding at your earliest convenience, typically same day or next day, so today or tomorrow. And then in the first 7 days, we send a tool. We've got a little tool that we send out on the net, and it looks for broken addresses, bad emails, things that are associated with you but not correct in one way or another. So typos, online typos is what we're looking for basically. And then it alerts us, and then we can go through and fix all of that so that, you know, for example, if there's wrong address on your Yelp listing, those things we get cleaned up. That's all still within the first 7 days. By day 14, your website will be up live. You can advertise it to clients. You can go log into it if you'd like to and make changes if you'd like to. And then, of course, programming starts right away after the onboarding call. And then the grand finale is the map on that first page, and that's at about 30 to 45 days total. So I would ask you to at least give it a try for 2 months. 1 month, I wouldn't even want to take your money because it would be a waste. We won't quite have we might be done with programming, but we'd be waiting on Google for those last few days.
Okay. Yeah. I'm pretty interested in it. You know, I would like to see, a lot more phone calls, and especially how many people have to talk. So,
right.
Especially with the build of the website, that's going to help as well.
It is. It really, really will. Having it built Google compliant, it's so helpful. Plus we'll put a tool on there to help you gather more Google reviews. That's going to help you too. I mean, you clearly, from what everything I'm seeing about your old concrete warriors and the new, you're going to have a lot of 5 stars. I can just see them coming already.
Yeah, for sure.
You're clearly good at what you do, and you clearly care about it.
Yeah, I certainly do. So I would say maybe a tomorrow for that phone call, just because I'll be busy a little bit later today. And then
You broke up just a little bit. You said something later today, and I missed everything else.
I was saying for the phone call, I would probably be available tomorrow for the information phone call, as far as
perfect.
Everything else goes. But how do we proceed from here?
So I need just about 15 or 20 minutes of your time. We'll go through, make sure that we've really got all of your information right, I's dotted, T's crossed, and we'll get your onboarding scheduled, get your subscription set up, basically do paperwork. And it'll take us about 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
That'd be okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's... Now, is your first name R-U-B-E-N?
Yes, that's how you spell it. Yes.
Okay. And then, Ruben, I don't need digits yet. It would be rude to take them right up the top of the call anyway. But on the credit card that you're using... Does it show a middle initial or a middle name?
I don't actually have a middle name, so it wouldn't show up on the mail.
Well, that makes it easy. And what's your last? Actually, I think you're more special for not having a middle name. Truly,
yeah,
I don't know why people needed middle names, but
yeah,
what's your last name, Ruben?
So it's Alma's Fan, and it's spelled A-L-M-A-S-A-N.
I am glad you spelled that. A-L-M-A-S-A-N.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Let me update this. So I'm actually updating and making everything right in about four different places as we go here. Since the checking and double checking. Some cases I'm able to do copy paste once we get things verified. There we are. And, you're 801-577-3860. Is that also your business line?
What's that number?
The one I've got, the one we dialed is 801-577-3860.
Oh, you're talking about phone number.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's not the phone number. I can give you my, my phone number.
Okay, that'd be great. I am ready.
Yes. It's going to be 503-333-6709.
Okay. Let me check something here. Something just doesn't look right. I've gotta make sure we're all in the same spot here. And while I'm checking that, a couple of other questions I'll kind of run through. Oh, there we go. I think we got it. Ah, perfect. Okay. There, we got you fixed.
Okay.
Let's see. Are you by chance bilingual?
I am, yes. I speak English and Romanian.
Oh, okay. Is that, do you want me to list Romanian?
You can, sure, if that'll help, yeah.
Okay. I don't know, but hey, it can't hurt.
Yeah, right.
And then services, we're going to say concrete pumping. And concrete shooting. Concrete services. Shooting concrete. And you tell me if I miss any or if you think of any.
Yeah, I think that's good for now.
Okay. That does look good. Could we get away with saying pouring, concrete pouring?
I think that's more of a reference for, let's say, like concrete trucks to pour their concrete. You would think, you know, but I just don't want people thinking that, you know, I provide concrete as well, you know?
But, right, right.
I would say 90% of the 90-95% of people, contractors use concrete, concrete pumping, so I think that's
solid. Oh, okay.
Solid keyword, yeah.
Perfect. All right. That's perfect. Let's see here. And we need a website. That looks good there. Okay. We probably don't want to use the word masonry either, do we? That would kind of reference somebody
yeah,
who...
Okay. Yeah, they're more brickwork. Yeah, we should probably take that out.
Gotcha. Okay, let's do that. Do you have... You don't have a Facebook business page yet, right?
I do... but I'm not very active with it.
Okay. No worries. Well, you know what? I wonder if I can find it. I'm going to give it a try real quick.
It should be in the USA okay. Concrete haunting.
Perfect. Yes. There we go. It's thinking. Let's see. Is that you? Nope, this is USA Pumping. Oh, is that you, USApumping.com? Nope, that's not right.
Yeah, I'm looking at my page right now. It's just, it's capital USA and then lowercase concrete pumping.
Oh. Tell you what. I'm going to text you real quick. And then you can text me back your profile, the your address for your Facebook.
Okay.
Okay. And I need to send you a couple of texts anyway, just in the course of setting you up. So the first one I'm sending is my contact information. I'm the lead on your account. And see, that's where you can reach me directly. You can also text me back at the number I texted you from. And then I'm also sending customer service contact info. That's where you'll reach your technician. There you go.
Okay.
And then I will watch for your Facebook link to come back so that I can put it on here for your technician.
Yeah, I just sent you the Facebook link. I don't know if you got it yet.
Thank you. Let me see if it's there. Perfect. Thank you so much, Ruben. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. That way, it's on your file. So later on, if you want to add Facebook on, then they've got all the information. I should say your tech has all the information where to find your Facebook page. And then on your website, Ruben, did you want us to add any type of payment integration like PayPal, Cash App, Zelle, Venmo?
And that's just for, is that to take payment or that to let people know what kind of payment I take?
So that you can send people to your website to make payment to you.
Oh, I think, so I use QuickBooks for that, so I think I'll just stick with the QuickBooks just because I feel like most people just pay with the check, you know?
No problem. Go. Okay. And I always wonder too, the cost, or not the cost, excuse me, I'm trying to do two things at once here. I'll come back to that. Make sure I get this in the right place. There we go. The cost of the fees for taking credit card, I can imagine on, or PayPal, any of them, on a big job of concrete, there'd be a lot in fees.
Yeah, they usually charge about, the bank usually charge about 3%, so.
Ouch. Oh, and if you've got a big bill, that's painful.
yeah, unless they're paying with checks, but you know, some people like paying card, and so there's nothing I can do about it.
Right. Yeah, that's not so bad. Then you don't get all those huge fees.
Right. You got to wait for the payment a couple of days, helping your bank
account. Yeah. Yep. There we go. And then on, well, of course you do. You want to see how many clicks and calls you're getting, right? You want us to track those for you? Okay, I thought
Yeah,
so.
And is that sent in by email, or do I just log into a website or something?
Both. You'll actually get an alert when you've got new things happening and activity on your account. But you can also log in anytime and see what you're getting for clicks and calls and where people were when they searched. And two, if you think of other keywords or anything you want to add that'll help you bring in more business, let us know as soon as you think of them so we can get those worked in too. I just sent you another text. That one is a link. It's just informational. If you want to go look at it, it's a little bit more about how the call tracking works and some of its features. And then another optional item, Ruben, is our Splash app. It's an app that you would download from the Play Store, and it installs on your existing cell phone. It's designed for several things, but first was allowing you to have a separate business number without having to use your personal cell phone number. So your cell phone, nothing changes except it has a new app on it called Splash Call. And if you wanted to make a work call, you would go into the app and dial the number through there. And if you wanted clients to call you, you'd have them dial you at that number also. Let's you keep the two separate. You don't need a second cell phone. The other neat thing that you might like about it too, well, several, it automatically records and logs all of your calls. So let's say you're in the middle of a pump and another client calls. You want to get all their information down, of course, because you want the job, but your hands are full, so you can't write anything down. You can go through everything you need to as far as questions, where they're at, all of those things, and it'll record it. And then when you're done and your hands aren't so full anymore, you can go back and retrieve all of that information. So that definitely helps a lot. But also, as you grow, each of your employees can have the app on their phones. Each of their apps, just like yours, will come with its own unique local 503 number. And same thing for them. Any business calls that they would make or take would go through the app. And the really neat part about it is if you have to let that guy go somewhere down the road, you don't want him to have access to your clients anymore, just let us know right away and we can cut his line and disable his app. So he wouldn't be able to get into client information. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Is that something you would like to do? There's no charge for it.
Is that app also available on the Apple Store?
Yes, it should be. It should be. I know, we do all of our programming so that it works for Apple as well. Yeah, no problems with Apple.
Okay, I'll take a look at it,
Okay, super. So what I'll do, I'm going to send you one more text, Ruben, and this one is more info about the Splash app. And then so there's a lot more whistles and bells that I went through too. But so the first link is informational, and the second one, if you decide you want to go ahead with it, there is no charge for it. Even as you add employees, you get unlimited apps and lines, so you don't have to worry about that. Second link is an application, as in, would you please fill it out and hit submit? It's not the kind where you could be turned down. It's just our vehicle to get your information to our programmers so that they know that they need to set you up on the app. And that there's no rush on that, and there's no expiration. And if you decide today you don't want it, but next week you can do that too. And I am putting you as a yes on there for your technician for the Splash app, just in case. You can always say, nah, I don't want it.
Okay.
And then, Ruben, for us to contact you, is it better by phone, text, or email?
Let me see here. I would probably say, Text message is good too. I could do text message.
Okay, perfect. You got it. And then let's go ahead and set up your onboarding. Get back over here. Oh, just one second though. Yeah, we've got to check your address. Yeah, that was all kind of odd. There it is. And then just one more time, 503-333-6709, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are using that as a business line for the moment, too?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your address, Ruben? Home address is fine. We're going to mask it so they won't see it.
Yeah, so it's going to be 13009.
Okay.
Northeast 55th Street.
Vancouver, Washington. Yeah, 55th. Got it. Okay. And that's Vancouver.
Vancouver, Washington, 98682.
Perfect. Thank you. That all looks good now. We got your files fixed. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's just not good to send wrong information to Google. It doesn't work out. Then the wrong information is everywhere. Oh, there we are. All right, so you're onboarding. Oh, and then I wanted to make sure one more time, too. USA, all in caps, concrete capitalized, pumping capitalized. Is that correct so far?
That's, you're saying that's for the, that's just the company name?
Yep, just the company name, making sure I've got it right. USA Concrete Pumping.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, do you have an Anchor LLC behind that that I need to include?
Yeah, it's an LLC, yes.
All right, got it. We'll update that too. There we are. Okay. So, onboarding. Let's look at tomorrow. Oh, wow. So, kind of wide open. You can have almost any hour on the hour, and we do have to book right on the hour, from 7 a.m. through last available would be 3 tomorrow. And then they're closed. Well, let's see. Our lunches kind of overlap. So from 11 to 12:30 would be out, but anything else? There's something in there that works for you.
Yeah, I would say probably 10 o'clock.
You got it. I will.
Where are you guys based out of?
We're in Costa Mesa, California. That's
same time.
Yeah. What's that?
I was saying, at the same time, primary here.
Yes.
On the west coast.
Oh, gotcha. I talk to people all across the country, and it's always my favorite when I can get into Pacific time zone. It is so much easier.
Yeah.
But I've got a little conversion chart I use, so it's not terrible.
Yeah, right.
And I'm building that calendar appointment, and then as soon as I get that guy built, I'm going to send a copy of it over to you. So the calendar appointment on it is me, your technician, and you. And that's who I will try to be there for you tomorrow when it's time for the call. If perhaps I'm not able to make it for some reason, your tech will still call at the same time, but I will try to make that phone call. I'll try to be freed up so I can work with you tomorrow, too. All right, there we go. Just putting the finishing touches on the calendar here. All right, perfect. Another email on its way to you. This one, the subject line is Local Splash CIE. And it'll be a calendar invite. When it makes it, if you could just hit the yes button.
Okay, I'm refreshing my screen right now.
And Ruben, I just realized that our phone system has a glitch. It hits, if we talk 60 minutes, it'll kick us off. We're actually about 5 minutes short of that. So why don't we do this? Let's hang up and I'll dial you right back. I don't want to be right in the middle of taking your payment information when the little automated voice with the glitch kicks us off. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can call back.
I'll hang up and I'll literally dial you straight back.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you in a minute. You bet, Ruben. Bye bye.